Yep.
Okay. All right, good evening and welcome to the Taney County Board of Adjustment meeting for July 21st, 2021. We'll begin tonight with a call to order.
Corey Robach.
Present.
David Hurd.
Here.
Rick Persinger.
Here.
Trent Edwards.
Here.
And Rick Caudell.
Here.
You do have a quorum.
Awesome, thanks. And Scott, can you give us an explanation of the public hearing procedures, the presentation of exhibits and governing statutes, please?
I'd like to welcome everyone this evening to the July 21st, 2021 Board of Adjustment public hearing. The Board of Adjustment hearing process is governed by the provisions of the Missouri Revised Statutes, the Taney County Zoning Regulations, and the adopted Board of Adjustment bylaws. Public hearings are held on each variance or appeal request, which is filed with the Planning Department. This time, I wish to place the Taney County Zoning Regulations into evidence as Exhibit A, staff report for each case is Exhibit B, staff file including all pertinent information for each case as Exhibit C, and the Board of Adjustment bylaws as Exhibit D for all the cases to be heard at this public hearing. Staff report will be read for each application, followed with any questions for staff. If you wish to comment upon any of the applications, please complete the sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Anyone wishing to speak must be sworn in and will therefore be providing sworn testimony. After leaving your sign-up sheet at the table, then give your name to the Board of Adjustment before commenting on an application. All comments and questions are to be addressed to the board, not anyone in attendance in the audience. All speakers who are not a party to the case shall be limited to 5 minutes unless additional time is granted by the chairman. The governing statutes, the Board of Adjustment shall have the following powers and it shall be its duty. One, to hear and decide appeals where it is alleged there is an error of law in any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official in the enforcement of county zoning regulations. Two, to hear and decide all matters referred to it or which is required to determine under zoning regulations adopted by the county commission as herein provided. And three, by reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape or topography, or other extraordinary or exceptional situation or condition of a specific piece of property, the strict application of any regulation adopted under 64.845 to 64.880 would result in peculiar and exceptional difficulties to or exceptional and demonstrable undue hardship upon the owner of the property as an unreasonable deprivation of use as distinguished from the mere grant of a privilege to authorize upon an appeal relating to the property a variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulties or hardships, provided the relief can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good and without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone plan as embodied in the zoning regulations and map.
All right, thank you, Scott. All right, so we got a review and action of the May 19th, 2021 meeting minutes. We did not have a meeting in June, so board, did you have an opportunity to review these minutes? And if so, would you like to make a motion?
I would move to approve the minutes in their current form.
All right, thank you. Second?
I'll second that motion.
All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right. Sounds good. Real quick, Mr. Jones, did you get a chance to sign in?
I did.
Okay, perfect. Excellent. And then if you plan to speak tonight, if you don't mind, just stand and raise your right hand. All right. Do you promise to tell the truth the best of your ability tonight?
I do.
I do. All right, thank you. All right, well, we'll begin tonight in the public hearings, 21-04 variance, Jones.
Okay, John Jones is seeking a variance from the provisions of section 10.020 R1 density and dimensional standard setbacks of the Taney County Zoning Regulations. Applicant is seeking a zero east side property line setback allowing for construction of a deck on the east side of the existing single family home to the side property line. As per the Taney County Zoning Regulations, that side setback is a minimum of 7 feet. Per the assessor's information, the subject property is 200 feet by 150 irregular in size with an existing single-family home built in 1965. Lots number 5 and 6 located in Long Beach subdivision. The home currently sits 5 feet from the side property line. The applicant is seeking the variance for the ability to build the deck from the existing patio door to the property line. The applicant is planning to build a 6 to 8 foot high privacy fence on the property line and would like to build the deck to the proposed fence. So if Taney County Board of Adjustment would approve variance request 2104B, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board. One is approval of the side setback of 0 for the ability to build the new deck. 2, Taney County residential building permit shall be required before construction begins. And 3, would be compliance with all applicable provisions of the Taney County zoning regulations. Our parcel is all the way at the end of State Highway T in the Long Beach area. You can see it highlighted here. I think everybody's pretty familiar with that area. So I laid the draft in the yellow is the proposed deck around the home. It's laying kind of the same angle. Here's the house, the outdoor shed, which you'll see in the photo. It's property line angles. So if you look right in here, you can see the patio door, which is there. And at that, I would let the applicant come up and one thing I didn't add was Mr. Jones was approved for conditional use nightly rental permit, and I can't remember the exact date. And part of the stipulation was to build that privacy fence along that property line into this general area about here to where it got to the end of this home. So there will be, and I think he...
150 feet.
Yeah, told them that it would be an 8 foot high privacy fence. And that's part of the approval part for the first stipulation, a condition.
Okay. All right, if you could go ahead and state your name and tell us a little bit about this project.
So my name's John Jones. The project is currently under renovation. We've gutted the entire property, turned it from a one-bedroom, one-bath into a two-bedroom, one-bath. We've extended, if I can come up here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, kind of in this shadowed area. Let's
see here. Let me zoom in for you real quick. That's as tight as I can get.
So this was a former front porch. They extended, covered, put up the corrugated fiberglass siding around it. We've framed everything, dried everything, sheetrocked it, vaulted the whole place. We've extended the deck out to this roof line all the way out. This is a covered porch, and we've already finished the decking that comes all the way out this way to about here. The proposed deck will go through this section between this retaining wall, which is raised for the covered carport. It'll go all the way back to about this corner, all the way to here. As he mentioned, there's about a 5 foot gap between the corner of the house and the existing property line, which we're going to put an 8 foot privacy fence from here all the way out 150 feet. So the sliding glass door is about here, and we would like for this bedroom to be able to come directly out onto that deck extended all the way to the 8-foot privacy fence back this way and around.
How high is your deck or proposed deck?
So it's basically going to be at ground level. We're going to build it at, we've excavated, so from here would be a good place to be. So we'll come out right here at the bottom of the frame of the door. So it's about maybe 10 inches, 12 inches to the existing soil.
So I guess to clarify then, if you were standing on that proposed deck, the actual fence will still be 8 foot tall?
It would, yeah. So
So the door itself, it'll be higher than that on this side. This is the actual, right here in this bush is where the fence will go.
Okay,
so we can walk out to here, and then we'll go all the way back, I'm guessing, 60, 70 feet.
So it's not 8 foot from the top of the deck, like on the floor up. It's 8 foot from the ground up.
Correct. It would be about, I would guess from the door sill at the bottom would be approximately 10 inches existing today, right now. So you would have 7 foot two of privacy from the deck line.
How much of that shrubbery is on your property?
It's half and half, and we've taken most of it out already. There's been a lot of improvements since this picture.
So if you weren't granted this variance, you would still build the deck, just not all the way up to the fence line?
Yeah, if you can go back to the picture.
Which one? The your drawing?
Yes, just the drawing, yeah. So the only option I would have is to bring the deck to about here, and then I would just put pavers all the way around with a step. So it would essentially be the same thing. I would just have a different structural component.
I mean, cosmetically, it would be almost the same. I would just have a step down from about right here where this line is. I think is where we posted it.
He has a permit for the deck he's building.
The deck, this has already been built. This has already been built. We stopped here. We want to continue this deck around this way and as far as we can go back here. We haven't started this portion of it yet. We're waiting on tonight's hearing. If it's not approved, we'll stop somewhere about here. And then this would just all be pavers all the way around. So it would essentially be the same thing with just different material.
Guys, any more questions?
Well, my feeling is like Mr. Robuck. I hate to just be a blanket deal. We're going to make these adjustments just so we can build right up to the property line. And we haven't done it in the past just to satisfy a homeowner. That's my thinking. I just hate to make those adjustments just because they're asked for. We'll have them weird all over the county if we do. Mm-hmm. I don't see a problem doing it, but if there's pavers there, maybe they would not use that side because that's right on the property line, and there's a house right close to that. And I know you're going to do a nightly rental, so it's going to be it's not going to be like you or I living there, 6 o'clock, we go in the house, and we're done. It's not going to be that way. And I like to see everybody try to get along. And my opinion is I would like to see you do the pavers, maybe, and do the 8-foot fence, and that way the kids and all the after hours where it would be on the deck on the other side of the house.
Well, I would challenge that in two different ways. I mean, number one, the setback requirements for the county are 7 feet, and it's already within that. The corner of the house is at 5 feet exactly. This area back here is going to be a common area regardless, which is why I agreed to put up the 8-foot fence at significant cost.
Yes.
This is going to be an outdoor fireplace. And so whether we put a deck there or we put pavers there, it's not going to change the dynamics of the house.
Right.